Hello, and welcome back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today we're going to be discussing
teens. 1991
versus 2021.
And in addition, we have a special guest, Miss Mary.
Woo! So, yeah, Mary is one of my closest, dearest friends. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mary Sullivan.
So sit back and enjoy. Listen, because you're going to learn a lot. All right, so let's kick this off by talking about fashion. I look very fashionable right now. It's a good thing we're not recording visually.
me too.
I look amazing. It's honestly, I feel like it's the same. It's completely goofy because you're like, oh yeah, this is a trend, and I'm wearing, you know, baggier shirts, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, this is exactly, oh, biker shorts are back in, mom, and I'm like, what? Why? Because. Yeah, there's,
if you know me,
plenty of pictures of sisters and me wearing biker shorts.
Don't you have biker shorts?
Yeah,
like, you're solo.
Yeah, a lot of trends have definitely come back into
style. I love my biker shorts and I wear them like a lot.
I think it's freaking comical because I think it started when you're like the whole Bisco girl thing.
Ew.
Which I was like, what the heck is that? You know, you've got the scrunchies, hello 90s, and you have a baggy t-shirt, oversized
Birkenstocks.
I'm like,
Crocs.
Seriously, we've traveled back in time and we're wearing pretty much everything that I wore in the 90s. And got rid of, well, I wouldn't say I got rid of all of it because I wear plenty of baggy t-shirts and sweatshirts and not really scrunchies. I did let the scrunchies go.
Yeah. What was, like, okay, what was, so in the 90s, what was your, as a teen, what was your go-to, like, piece of clothing? No, not your aesthetic. Like, your go-to piece of clothing or, like, an article of clothing that you, like, just loved and you would wear a lot.
Pretty much the same thing I wear now. My look, my go-to pieces haven't changed much over time. Although I wear significantly less jeans than I used to, just for comfort's sake, but I was always playing sports. So it was shorts, t-shirts, you know, what you guys call booty shorts now. And
spandex.
Yeah. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, so what's
sweatshirts, hoodies. Oh, look at that. All kinds of hoodies.
Yeah.
What's your go-to, Mary? Do you have a go-to article of clothing?
I really love mom jeans. Like, really just baggy jeans.
I don't understand. That cracks me up because mom jeans, and I'm doing air quotes, I never heard of that term back in my day. And it makes me laugh now because I'm like, I wouldn't be caught dead in those jeans as a teen or a mom. So it's kind of comical to me. The things that you're like,
see,
oh my God, this is so great.
Mom,
I want to wear this.
Mom, but we look good on them.
I know. It's funny.
Mom jeans, I love mom jeans.
We look good. We look,
you look
spicy
fantastic.
Good. I like.
I mean, honestly, the two of you could pull off pretty much anything.
Thanks, Mom.
I know.
No, but what I love doing is layering turtlenecks under shirts. Was that a 90s thing or is that just a
I guarantee I could find a picture of myself in that kind of outfit. I had plenty of turtlenecks, but God, as I've gotten older, I get too hot. I'm like, I'm dying. But you know, maybe that's a getting older thing and we won't talk about me getting older. I get too overheated. I can't do turtlenecks. I literally can't do turtlenecks anymore. Okay. And it would have to be like Arctic tundra weather, and maybe I'll go outside in Iowa and wear, you know, a turtleneck, but no coat.
Good job. Because
that'd be too hot.
Well,
but it's true.
I like wearing turtlenecks under like oversized t-shirts with mom jeans. It's
mom jeans, they're so good. I love them so much.
They're good, mom.
They're good, mom. I don't know how it got that name because I've never seen a mom ever.
A mom wear those.
No.
Where did these things come from? I'm like, who created this?
Or
like
the dad jeans or the
boyfriend jeans. Like,
I kind of get the boyfriend jeans because
your boyfriend's jeans would be bigger on you.
You would think, yes, they'd be baggier, you know. Girls' jeans tend to be tighter in the backside and just, you know, all over. But that was more high school than junior high. it was like the boot cut jeans. I had plenty of boot cut jeans. Mm-hmm. But then I also remember the whole Peggy in the jeans. Do you guys know what that means?
No.
It means folding. So taking like the looseness of your jeans, pulling it to one side, folding that over, and then rolling it up. Yeah. That's Peggy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've done that before.
I can't believe, like why did we do that? It's so bad.
What about hair trends? Because now the biggest trend is curtain bangs.
Yes.
Which, I like curtain which bangs. That's more 70s.
It was.
I feel like
people did
70s.
Like the Rachel from Friends 90s blowout though.
Yeah.
That's a thing now. Yeah. That's
really?
A big thing
that's
now.
Come back.
Oh yes. Yeah. No,
see,
it's a big
I knew
thing
girls
now.
In school, like in high school that had it, but I didn't I never was the only thing I ever did with my hair, and I curse it to this day, is I got a perm. Yep, had a perm, and I swear my hair was never the same because I used to have hair more similar to yours, although it's always been very fine. So not like, you know, heavy and thick.
Not like Mary's.
Yeah. No, Mary, your hair is so crazy thick, but I do love it. But it's very, I swear I never had, like I had some natural waves, but I did not have like the fuzzy, frizzy stuff that I got to deal with now. Yeah. And I swear that one perm ruined me forever. But yeah, I always tell her, just say no to perms. Just say no. You never want a perm.
No.
Bad.
But was there any hairstyles like for you that you were like, that or that you saw in like school that were popular? Because I know you don't, you're
I
kind
had
of
bangs.
More boring.
I know. That okay, that was one thing. There was the bangs. Okay, so you had not just, you know, you are talking about the curtain bangs and all cool
which
and stuff.
Thing.
No, this was, I'm talking like you use your barrel roller and you curl it and then you kind of foof it out and then hairspray. Now, granted, I did not have like the huge, ginormous ones that some of my sister's like high school friends had. Those things, dang, those were big. But I did have some, but junior high, seventh, eighth grade, that's when I grew them out. And going into ninth, I didn't have bangs anymore. So yes, that was the last time I had bangs was junior high, 91, 90, 91, yeah.
Do we have any go-to things to do with our hair? I feel like it's a lot of messy buns.
Yeah,
now.
I love messy buns because they're just easy and they like you can pull them off and make them look cute.
Yeah, you can dress them up or dress them down. I don't really wear a ton of messy buns actually. I like just wearing my hair down. My favorite hairstyle actually now is I do a half up, half down, but instead of just a ponytail, I like make it like a fan bun in the back. I do that all the time because it just gets it out of your face, but still down and it looks nice. But yeah. So the hairstyles, I guess, are different, but also we also do the 90s blowout nowadays.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I was prolific at having my hair up, but again, that's because I was always running around doing stuff, sports, and you know, it was a necessity to get the hair out of your face. I don't know how people played like volleyball with their hair down. I don't understand it. Like even when I was playing as an adult in the women's league down at the town over, like, how are you wearing your hair down? I do not understand it. Like, what is happening? I just want to be like, let me pull it out off you. But no.
Okay, well, can I transition into the next thing really smoothly?
All right, fine.
I'm going to do this really smoothly.
Smooth.
So speaking of the Rachel from Friends 90s blowout, let's talk about TV and movies.
Oh, my gosh.
From 90s.
Such a smooth transition.
Smooth.
I loved it so much.
So, did you watch Friends?
I didn't watch Friends right away. I was late to the party, but I was busy in high school or in junior high and high school. I didn't have, okay, let's just put this out there. Growing up, did not have cable. Growing up, there was 2, 6, 8, 12, 49, 5 channels. 5 channels growing up. That's it. And then we had, actually for a little while when we were younger, there was this thing called On TV. You had this box and it had some movie stuff. So I think it was maybe the early ons of cable. Of course, we lived out in the country too. So you're sort of still limited in what you could get. But it was 5 channels was it. That's what you got.
No,
you had Saturday morning cartoons and cartoons after school and, you know, soap operas. And my sisters and I would argue about, I wanted to watch cartoons, and they're like, "I want to watch soap operas." I'm like, I care less.
I would hate that.
Right? Yeah.
There's no variety at all.
No, we have like Netflix now.
Now
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, Roku, Hulu, Vudu.
Yep.
So many.
So many. Like, it's ridiculous amounts. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's on my watch list. My watch list will never end. I will always have a watch list forever until I die because there's so much content out there. And then you throw in things like YouTube or podcasts or audiobooks. And literally, the content never ends. Yeah.
Compared to five
channels.
When she was,
and we had like our cassette tapes. Woo! And you'd record them off the radio. You'd catch your song and be like, yes! And then the DJ would start talking you over. And you'd be like, no! So that was frustrating.
Hmm. Nice.
But yeah.
Well, do you have a...
Wow.
Nice. Next.
Do you have any, do you remember having like a favorite like movie or TV show that you would watch though? Like, because we have so many options. I know what Mary's favorite is.
I know what my favorite is.
I know, definitely know what your favorite is. There was a lot of, you know, which I think is different now. There's a lot less family TV watching together because everyone has a device. Everyone can go literally watch their own thing. So back in the day, there was a lot more, okay, we'll sit and we'll watch a movie together, or we'll sit and watch a TV show together. So we watched things, and I don't know what, you know, years these were, but growing up we watched things like Dallas, which, oh, guess what, there's a remake of that, Falcon Crest, Dynasty. So these were like nighttime soap operas, and
never heard of any of them.
No.
But there's a remake of Dynasty.
Yeah, there is, with Elizabeth Gillies.
Yes. And so, but like, these are the kids of the, you know, of the people who, so, and Dallas had a remake too.
That's cool.
So yes, it's like kind of where they are now type of thing, which has, a lot of shows have been revived. And I mean, there was like Beverly Hills 90210. They did a remake of that too, but like having the old actors and actresses, the original ones, have parts in the current version. Same with Saved by the Bell. Watched me some Saved by the Bell plenty when growing up, and now they have a remake on the Peacock.
Hmm.
Yeah. Haven't watched that yet, but I liked my cartoons.
Yeah, she's a cartoon kid.
I was never really into cartoons, really.
That's sad for you,
Maria. I like Phineas and Ferb.
I loved like iCarly and Victorious. I was never really a cartoon fan. Mm.
I love me some gummy bears and my little ponies.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah,
before gummy the song. Bears? Before, yeah, like this song.
Oh, yeah, there's all, like,
I've a whole,
okay, we're going to have to educate Mary, because, yeah, there's, I watched DuckTales, again, remade.
There's a remake.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Oh, hey, guess what? It's remade recently.
We get it. Everything is remade.
Smurfs.
The Smurfs.
Love me some, Shrek. I think I even watched, like, She-Ra and He-Man. Oh, yeah. I watched all kinds
Gem,
of stuff.
Did you watch Gem and the Holograms?
No.
Oh, I watched that.
I know. Well, on Netflix after the fact, but yeah.
not when I was. I was not alive in the 90s.
So many things.
No, was there any music artist that you were like, yeah?
I liked Paula Abdul. Paula Abdul was fun.
Me and Mary have a favorite that we share.
What's
it? I think you used to. Lord.
Lord. Oh, I love Lord. Lord.
We like Lord. She wasn't around in the 90s.
No. I don't know if she was even born.
Maybe.
But Mary, go back to what show you didn't get to say what show you really enjoy.
Oh, I really love, I have a passion for Grey's Anatomy. I have watched it every episode, seasons 1 through 16, at least twice.
Oh my gosh. I haven't even.
So funny.
I haven't even gone through all of it. I started watching it because it was started before you guys were born, which just cracks me up. And, well, I won't let her watch that yet.
And it's still going today.
I don't like a lot of doctory stuff. I don't like doctory stuff. It's a little bloody.
Nice. You like the sci-fi.
I love the bloods and guts.
Oh, good! Remember, this is family friendly, Mary. Don't scare people.
Mom, that's not gonna scare people.
Yeah, I know. You guys are very much desensitized. More so than I was growing up. For sure. Although, okay, did your parents do this for... along the thread of TV and entertainment, do your parents ever do the, you're watching a movie together, or I don't know if you ever watch a movie with your parents, and then they're like, leave the room and then come back because some scene was coming up that you weren't, or they're like, cover your eyes, my sister's mom would be like, and peeking through, but are you covering your eyes? Yeah, mom, yeah, dad.
Did you, have you ever had to do that?
And it was the classic little peek through your fingers.
So oh, gosh.
I've been told, leave the room.
Yeah.
Just for a second. Or they'd pause it, and then she'd just, like, skip forward. Like, and then she'd start again.
Like, okay, scene is passed. You can watch it more. Yeah, okay. That must be a universal parent censorship, which is fine. We got to keep you guys innocent for as long as possible, right?
Sure, yeah. Whatever.
Miley, don't lie!
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Anyways, so I can think of a cool transition. Normally, I'm the transition girl. I think of really good transitions.
Really? You think so?
But
are you?
Yeah. there's no good transition really for this, but can we talk about slang?
Yes. Yes, we can talk about
slang. I was trying to think of like a cool, like I was going to use one of our slang words.
LOL. Ha, 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 ha.
Laugh out loud.
So many acronyms.
So many. There's some that I don't even know. Like people will just put it on like a TikTok and it'll be like, what does that even mean?
Yeah,
like, what is it?
I don't know what a lot, like for the longest time, I didn't know what HMU meant.
Oh yeah, I was like, what does this mean? And what's HBD? I'm like, HBD. Happy birthday.
Oh yeah. I was like, wait, what is that? I forgot.
Yeah, I had to ask Miley. I'm like, what the heck is HMU? It's hit me up, Mom. Duh.
Oh, there's also HML, hit my line. There's so many that just it's like so
too
hard.
Many. I don't, but what are some words that we say?
Sick.
Yeah,
that's
and I know that's come back around because yeah, I know that's sick. You know been used way before, but not necessarily when
that's
I was
that
a
I
teen.
Say.
But I'm like,
there's things that I don't say though.
Where
like
is that?
One of the things is like bet. Oh, bet.
She started
bet.
Saying that. I'm like,
no,
what is
I've
that?
Never
okay,
said that.
You
Mom.
Did a few times. I'm
no,
like, what
I've
the heck
never
does that
said
mean?
That.
You have in the
no,
car.
No, I haven't.
Liar.
Mom,
anyway,
I hate that. I get on.
It drives
that gets
me
on my nerves.
What does that mean? Like, can we not speak in full or even partial sentences?
No, I've never said
no,
bet.
It's single
I've
words
said,
now.
No,
it's not
I've
like
said
a yes
bet.
Or no thing. It's just bet. Like,
stop.
Why?
I've never said bet on my own. I've said it to imitate like people in
oh,
my
okay.
grade, but not on all my right, own.
Fine.
I hate bet.
Yeah.
Or no cap. No cap.
No cap.
What does that mean?
It means
like no joke.
Like,
I think.
Like,
kind of, like
I'm not.
You're
lying.
Not lying.
Like it's like
no cap.
No cap.
Because
like,
when
your
cap can see my face right now because I'm like so it. Confused as to why these even become things. Like who started these things?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Like
what
cap
else?
When people say like you're capping, that means like you're lying.
You're lying.
Like, yeah. I know my mom gets really mad, like I'll say I love the fit or like she doesn't understand what fit means. Like
okay.
No, yeah, I don't
I looked
like the
up,
fit of clothing or,
yeah,
oh,
or like
nice
okay. love
fit.
The fit. Nice fit.
I looked
okay.
up a list of 10 sayings. Big yikes.
Big yikes.
That's
a
big
yikes.
Okay, I've never heard anyone say that.
That ain't it. That ain't it.
That ain't it.
That is not it.
I hate the use of the word ain't.
Or
so,
well, my version of saying that is not it.
Yeah.
Because I don't say ain't, so I say that is not it.
Okay,
it's
I can.
Not
I'm
it.
Okay
or
with that one.
Sis ain't it. I always say that.
Go off. Or pop off.
Pop off. Do you have a pop off please?
Pop off. Or go off, queen. Pop off, queen.
Like if someone's just going down a rant or something.
It's like when someone is like
turned into like a game. Like you try to
guess.
I don't
know what it means.
Like go off, pop off, queen.
It's like when someone. It's hard to describe. Like when you're proud of someone, kind of you just say pop off. Like okay, pop off.
Like if they so like mom.
So instead of saying well done,
no mom,
no, you're gonna say pop off.
No mom, like pretend you walk in the room and you're wearing a really snazzy outfit. I'm gonna be like, ooh, pop off, queen. Like
okay, I just why painful.
Simp.
What does that mean?
S-I-M-P squirrels in my pants.
I know, that's why I can get that from the cartoon.
No.
For Phineas and Ferb.
Simp
Mary
means
looks
like,
confused.
Simp,
come on,
I know,
Mary.
I never
you need to watch cartoons.
Okay, well, simp means if you're like a simp for someone. Like
you go the extra mile for someone. If you're like in
like
love.
You have a crush on someone, you're a simp for them.
These things are so bizarre.
I don't use that one. I never
no,
use
I never
that
use
one.
Simp.
What else?
I don't know what that one is. We're just gonna skip that one. CEO of.
Oh, that was a huge
CEO.
TikTok
that was a huge
trend
TikTok
like...
thing.
Yeah.
Like
you're
the
boss
so
of something.
You're the CEO
like, it's
of Talking
like...
Loud.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, this is true.
I'm the CEO of.
I got nothing. Anyways, sorry, kid.
But
hits diff.
It hits different. So like you say that, if it like,
it really like makes it. Like,
it's really good. If it's oh, that hits different.
That hits different.
Or it's kind of like it's kind of also an alternative for ooh, that slaps.
Yeah.
And so your father was like, yes, my nickname, my work nickname is a thing, is viral now because Slap is his nickname. Don't say anything naughty.
No, that's not
naughty. What was the thing that you guys said? And Amanda was like, what does that mean? And I was like, oh, at the dance competition, what was it? And you said, Mary says it all the time.
Oh, God.
No.
No.
It was.
What do I say all gosh. The time?
I don't know. But it was like,
dang it, I forget, and I really.
I used to always say finna.
Finna, that finna weird.
That finna weird.
What does that mean?
It's like, I don't know, I've never said that one.
I used to say it all the time. Like, I don't know, I used to, I'm finna go to the bathroom. I'm finna go to.
Finna, what like, is finna?
It's just like, I'm gonna.
Your parents are like, what is she saying? Is she speaking like a totally different language? Because it is, it's like, it's almost like when Mark growing up in Hawaii, they spoke pidgin. Which has all kinds of slang and things like, you know, it's a mix of the Hawaiian language, but also a lot of local colloquialisms, like, you know, a word like hanabata. And
okay, Mom, I pulled up a list.
What was some of your slang when you...
Here, I pulled up a list. You can look at these. This is a list and see if you used any of these.
Okay. Let's see. Slang.
Because, yeah, we say some...
Honestly,
we say some weird things. No. Wow,
everything is shortened.
Shortened, yeah. Like,
it's like two word sentences.
Oh, you go, girl.
You go, girl. Did you ever say that?
I mean, in joke, in jest, but not like as normal part of my speech.
You go, girl is kind of like a version of pop off queen.
Yes.
Now.
Wow, that's just funny. My dad, see, he would always say, because he had four daughters, so instead of, you know, attaboy, he would say attaboy girl, because, you know, had to make it for his daughter. Yeah. So it was cute, because whenever we heard that from the stands, it would make us smile, because, well, it's dad. Okay, yeah, I'll have to admit, I said my fair share of knots.
What is that? What does that mean?
What is not?
Not like just not.
It's just a sarcasm.
Say use it in a sentence, like to me or Mary.
That is so cute. Not.
Oh. What's our version of that? Like, we don't really have a version of that, do we?
Bogus. I didn't really use.
That's bogus.
It's bogus. That's
some of the
trash.
That's
but
trash,
like,
we say trash.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's trash.
Because that was, like, from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Oh, that's bogus, man. It was more, you know, yeah.
Say,
oh, talk to the hand. Yeah, I didn't really use that.
Talk to the hand.
As if. Yeah, no. I don't think I ever
clueless
used that.
Yeah,
very much clueless. So, take a chill pill. Okay, yeah, I definitely said that.
You definitely still do. So. Take a chill pill.
What are we?
Oh, whatever. Oh, I say that plenty now.
Whatever. Like, just whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. I still say whatever. I think a lot of people say whatever.
We say, instead of whatever.
I don't do it with, like, the hand gesture, though. I never did, like, the W. Whatever. Whatever.
Instead of whatever, we say, okay, girly.
Okay, girly.
Booyah.
Okay, girly.
No, I didn't really ever use booyah.
Booyah.
That's all I can think. That YouTuber, Collins Key.
Collins Key.
He always did that. He'd yeet things behind him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeet. It was so funny.
Yeah, language is funny.
I love some of this slang.
But I find myself, I am a parent. Because now I'm constantly like, what does that mean, Miley? What does that mean? Do your parents
sometimes
do that to you a lot?
Sometimes I don't even know, though. Because some stuff people say is so weird. I'm like, what? Are you talking about, little girl?
Like, can we please just
girly?
Speak,
we say
like,
girly a lot.
I feel like proper that's just English. The thing of our local town, though, too. We always say girly.
In sarcasm, though. Because it's funny when people say girly.
Like, I call
hey,
boys
girly.
Girly. Like, I'll be like, hey, girly.
Nice. I like
it's like a thing. But
the Debbie Ryan was always a huge thing.
If you can see her right now.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Cosplay.
She's
like,
so good at it.
I'm so good at that. Hey. Hey. All right. Well, I think that means we need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Break.
And we're back. Oh, I got you off guard there.
I was not ready.
Okay, so while we were taking a break, we remembered what the one slang thing was that we couldn't remember. So, girls, what is it?
So cute chick.
And some of the moms were like, what the heck are they talking about? I'm like, well, it's kind of... So you explain it, since I am not great at articulating what that means.
It's like a way of... It's like a compliment, like you can compliment someone and they're like
it is
so pretty, check. Like it's just like it's literally you're just saying, oh, that's so pretty, but you say check at the end of it. So pretty, check. So cute, check.
Okay, so I didn't totally explain it right to Amanda, but close enough.
What'd you say?
Well, I said it was kind of, I'm not describing this right, in a way that you guys are... kind of you're checking yourself out or checking out like your friend in a way that you're complimenting how they look or how they appear or whatever that day or
that's a good explanation. Do you guys know what talking do you guys know what talking in cursive is?
Oh gosh.
Do you know how to talk in cursive?
In cursive.
It's so weird because she's done that and I'm like, what? The first time she did that, I'm like, what are you doing? You're so obnoxious. Stop it. I get annoyed really easily.
I see, you see, we see.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
I should do the next intro in cursive.
No.
I see, you see.
How did that even start?
Yeah,
it was like a.
Where do these things come
because
from?
Because people are like, oh, like cursive font. If cursive font had like an accent, that's how it would talk.
Yeah, or like Ariel would be like, hello. My name is...
It'd be very...
staccato and like...
Or like, bold is this. Like, bold font talks like this. Like,
and then cursive.
Cursive. Because also people sing in cursive. I now know my name.
Wow. Yeah, we'll do a special like 5-minute episode and you guys have to talk all in person. And we'll let you just the two of you roll hard. Run wild.
That'll be so hard.
Oh my gosh.
So cute, Jack.
All right.
So let's see. What's up next? Socializing and for fun. Comparing what we
do for fun?
Yeah. What do you guys do for fun these days? When you hang out? Because
Especially in a small town, we just kind of
this is the thing about a small town, we don't have as much stuff, and because you also lived
I grew up on 2 acres in the country, and
so in a small town I actually wish we had like more stuff to do, mm-hmm. like more cool stuff than go to Walmart. But
so in the winter, because obviously things are seasonal for us here.
Yes. In the winter.
Yeah. So what do you do in the winter?
We make TikToks a lot.
Honestly, do you know what we do a lot, which most kids our age today don't do a lot? We make a lot of arts and crafts and stuff.
Yeah.
We do. Like last night, we made rings and we made pottery.
It was actually really fun. And it takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like we actually make things rather than just sit on our phones.
That's, you know, I like that because as a parent, I am worried about too much. On your phones and
on social media and stuff. Things. And then we do make TikToks though for fun.
Yeah.
But you're still doing something.
Yes. There is activity in that usually, especially the kind you do. So
yeah.
So what about summertime? What do you guys do? Summer when you can actually be outdoors.
We ride bikes a lot.
Yeah, we ride bikes and longboard.
I love how Miley rides the longboard.
Stop.
In fifth position,
you
Mark
guys
and I left.
Yeah. Me.
It's so funny.
It's so good. You're such a like dancer stance longboard rider. It's so great because you're literally just proper posture, straight back, and standing in fifth position.
We go. What do we go? We went to the tennis courts quite a bit this summer.
We just go to the tennis courts and
played.
Nitro balls, is that
Nitro
what we
ball,
call it?
Yeah.
No, no, it's just, I don't know. I feel like we spend a lot of time outside.
Yeah, in the summer.
Oh yeah.
But in the winter we
there's nothing really
we to find do. Stuff. Well, but we did go to that one hill that one day.
I was gonna say,
sled.
Sometimes, because some people would be like, why aren't you outside like skiing or snowshoeing? There's sometimes not really skiing in this area.
Yeah.
Well, it's the bitter cold and the wind chill, and our snow often gets crunchy because then it gets the sleet. So it's not like the soft powder.
Yeah.
So when it's soft powder, you guys are outside sledding and
like
having
the
that
day
kind
after.
Of fun. Yeah.
It snows.
But when it's crunchy, yucky snow, that's not fun. That's actually
slush.
Painful.
I hate the. It's just so depressing. Like it's the gray brown and like, brown slush.
But nice. What did you do, Mom?
Oh, let's see. Well, I grew up on the West Coast in Oregon. So we, well, you know, there were 5 channels, so that was limited. There was not, and there were no cell phones.
TikTok.
And I was never much of a phone person. Like, thinking back to when I was a teen, it was kind of like pulling teeth to get me on the phone, even with family members, like my grandparents would call. I mean,
like
I liked
you didn't
talking
talk
to
on
them.
The phone.
I didn't like talking on the phone.
Me neither.
Like other siblings of mine would literally be on the phone for hours and I'd be like, what are they talking about? Like, I can't
go
even...
see them in person.
No.
I hate talking on the phone.
I'm not
for more than like
a phone talker.
FaceTiming, I can do.
Yeah, video chatting, I can do. Talking on the phone, I'm not great at it. You could even ask your father because, like, when we were doing the long distance thing in college that one year, he would talk and I'd be like, okay, so I want to, no, don't hang up yet. And it was one of those things. I'm like, fine. And I just like sit there and like, you know, that I did have a cell phone so I could, you know, just listen.
Do you know what I feel like a lot of people did in the 90s that you didn't do? But this was a
roller skating.
Oh,
were you going
to
say that?
Go to the mall.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Go to the mall. And
go to the mall. So yeah, I had friends who were mall rats, but I didn't go to the mall. Like, and you had to keep in mind, the mall was like 45 minutes from my house, the closest mall. So we didn't like, it just wasn't a thing. Like if you went to the mall, we went with our mom. You guys are so weird. There's so many facial expressions happening here, and that you guys do that too. That's another slang type thing. You sticking the tongue out of the side of your mouth. I blame Miley Cyrus. Stop it. I don't recall doing any like weird none of that. So yeah, the mall, hanging out at the mall wasn't really a thing for me. I went with my mom and siblings and that was pretty much it. We would go roller skating sometimes. That was fun.
That's something I wish we could do. Like I wish we had one,
because there was a roller rink not too far away in like Hillsborough or Cornelius,
somewhere near us.
Yeah, but it's not like
that was fun. And you'd have, you know, people would have birthday parties there sometimes. I'm trying to think what else.
We have a lot of trampoline parks.
Yeah, we do have trampoline parks.
We haven't gone.
I haven't gone to one since like COVID.
Well, no kidding. Duh.
Well, it's sanitary.
Yeah. Trying to think what else. I mean, 2 acres. We did a lot of stuff outdoors. So me and 3 siblings, we would play softball in the yard, and we had like trees that were the bases, and we played volleyball outside, and we had a hoop down below and played basketball. For a while we had an above ground pool.
Fun.
We had a tetherball.
I love the tetherball.
But we were also like in the summer we were stuck. See, okay, this is a big difference. We were doing manual labor. And what I mean by that is like in the fall. Oh, guess what?
Don't get defensive, Mom.
Yeah, no, I'm getting snippy about this because I was bitter about it then. So I'm still bitter about it now. We had a walnut orchard next to our property. And so, guess what? In the fall, you were down there picking walnuts. Mm. And that was like your hands, even if you wore gloves, your hands were black afterwards. Fortunately, being literally, you could just walk up to our house to get warm and stuff. But that's cold and it's rainy. And it's not fun. So that sucked. And then in the summer, we, this was before they had.
You guys didn't have an AC unit, did you?
No, we did not grow
up
with
grandma, machine. Does grandma still have an, did grandma get, grandma got an AC?
Yeah, they have a heat pump for the whole house.
Oh, okay.
But no. So in the summer, guess what we got to do? Oh, we got to do strawberry picking and cucumbers and blueberries. Yeah, there was a lot of manual labor in my childhood. And that was before they had like, migrant workers coming in to do all that stuff. There was a little bit of an overlap, and like my parents working for schools, they had an in for the child labor, if you want to look at it that way, because my dad was a teacher, my mom worked at a school after all of us were school age, and so they would drive the buses to pick up all the kids, bring them to the fields of the farmer, local farmers, and each season as you would go, of course, I was the kid who was so bitter. Like, this was before my teen years. I was so bitter. I'd, like, sit on my bucket, and I'd be, like, mad and just like playing in the dirt.
That's
and
so funny.
I was hot and I, you know, you're hot and you're dirty because you got to wear like jeans or something because you don't want to be like kneeling in the dirt. It's not like, oh, nowadays people are like, oh, let's go pick some strawberries at the you pick place. And it's like, oh, and it's like photo opportunity. No, this is like sunny,
so true,
brutal, cruddy. Like literally you were up before the sun came up because we were, since our parents drove the buses, we were on the bus, sleeping on the buses and like school buses that we borrowed from the district or whatever. And they picked up all the kids and you'd wake up and get there by the time the sun was up. And yeah, it sucked. It sucked so bad. Blueberries were the easiest because you caught a stand and just kind of, you had to wear a bucket. You had to wear a belt and then a bucket attached to it. And you could just pull the berries off into the bucket. But strawberries and cucumbers sucked. And cucumbers, you had to wear rubber gloves, like thick rubber gloves, because they're spiny. Yeah. Yep. And so, you, and oh my gosh, it sucks so bad. You guys don't know how good you have it not having to do things like that.
My mom wants to try to get me to detassel. And I'm like, maybe not. So
what does that entail? Do you know? I've heard of people detasseling, and I don't know what that actually means.
I don't know. It's something with corn. I don't know.
Yes. That much I got.
Oh, the corn. Yeah, we live in Iowa, so all there basically is corn and nothing else.
Soybeans. But a lot of that's done by
machines,
combines. Yeah. So, so I don't understand
have
what
much like fun, like even though it's not fun, strawberry picking.
Yeah,
we have one, I don't know actually.
I know I've seen signs for like blueberry picking and strawberry picking, but it's it's very much it's so funny to me because I'm like, you don't even know people. This is like, this is not a photo op.
This is not a cute experience.
It brings back scarring memories.
I have a transition.
You don't usually announce the transition. You gotta stop doing that. You just gotta make the smooth transition because it's not a smooth transition if you say, I have a transition.
I was proud of myself because last time I could think of one. Okay. So, speaking of photo ops, social media.
Ah, yes.
Today, that's a huge thing.
And tie that in as things you do for fun because, for fun, you guys often have me be the photographer of your photo shoot. Let's do a photo shoot. I guarantee my sisters and I, well, A, you didn't have digital and you had to be mindful of the money you spent on film and developing film. So you guys have it easy there where you can take as many photos and videos as you want. But yeah, social media.
Oh, I remember when I was like, ooh. What was it? I was like probably like 9 or 10 when selfies were first a thing and you got the huge selfie sticks. Those like everything.
I totally have one still, but I barely used it.
Yeah, that was just a huge, I was a huge selfie stick fan. I don't know why. I just loved them.
That's awesome. No,
yeah. I remember, yeah. Social media has just played such a big part in
our
childhood.
In context.
A little like
when I was growing up, junior high. We had a PC, we had a computer at home. We did not have a cell phone. I think I was in high school, maybe a sophomore or junior, when we had the gray brick phone with the big like antenna. I mean, that thing was huge and man, it weighed your purse down. But so yeah, we had that. And we also had what they called a bag phone that you could plug into your car. And it's, you know, it was good for going over mountains and stuff, having that as a security blanket thing. But yeah, so no cell phones, no, no, what else? Oh, yeah, no, I mean, email. I started to only use email, really, in college.
Yeah, I'd be kind of skeptical of using internet, like, when it first came out.
It was, for me, I'm always, for technology, I'm always kind of a little bit behind the pack. You know, I'm not a person that's like, I want to be at the forefront and do everything. I'm like, let's see what happens with this. I'm going to lay low, hang back, and we're going to just wait and see. So, but yeah, we didn't start using email really until I was in college. Then it started to become a thing. But like, I know
texting.
My little sisters were into like AOL, America Online.
I've never
What's
heard of that?
Okay. Oh gosh. So that was like one of the original like internet companies. And you had instant messaging. So it was AIM, American, you know, instant, it said AIM. And it was instant messaging. And so you could instant message with your friends. That was like kind of the first phase of texting. It was cool to be able to instant message your friends from their home computer to your home computer. And you didn't necessarily have to be on the phone. So that, but that was my younger sisters. They were totally into that. I didn't really use it that much. A little bit. I feel like we had a different system for college. Like there was an instant messaging system in college, which maybe I'm totally making that up.
And now we use texting and Snapchat.
We even use, like everything's so online now too, even in school.
Social media has had such a big, it's kind of sad a little bit.
Yes.
That social media has had such a huge impact in Mary and I's childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's been there from the beginning because, well, I mean, the first like smartphones came out like the year after you were born.
2007, the year she was born. I was born. Because Mary was born in 2006 and I was 2007.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, it took me for, I don't think I had a smartphone till like 2013, I want to say. I held out. I held out a lot. And I was like, no, I'm not going to get one. I don't want to be on my, because I'm on the computer all the time for work. So I'm like, no, no. And yeah, I suckered in. And heck, we have like our Kindles that we got that are just sitting there and haven't been used in ages. Because now, those just need to go to electronic recycling. So
iPads and computers and Apple 90-inch TVs.
Yeah. So much Apple tech watches. And it's so crazy.
And it's,
And so I didn't have to grow up with that kind of in your face.
On your back.
Tech.
It's like a, because sometimes it's a great thing. Like, it's honestly a great thing, but sometimes it can be like a little bit of a burden.
Like, it's a little overwhelming sometimes. Like, constantly like, seeing, like, just constantly like having everyone, you could see anyone in the world just right on your fingertips. It's kind of overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful with like who you follow because sometimes things can get into your head and stuff. So you have to be careful with who you follow and what you
expose yourself to.
Yeah.
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 It definitely opens a Pandora's box. You guys know what that means?
Yeah.
What Pandora's box is?
Greek mythology, Mary. Come on.
You can say it's okay if you don't know.
I do know.
So no, it's the thing from Greek mythology, Pandora's box, about this box basically with all the sorts of demons and crap basically in the world, and then someone opened it and let all that so if you ever hear the phrase opening a Pandora's box, basically you're opening this box to a bunch of just crap.
Except it can be a really good thing.
It can be great because I always have used social media to be like, oh cool, I get to stay connected with my family members who are like literally all over the world, extended family. So that's the way I've always
used
it.
And you can see really positive things and uplifting things. You'll scroll through and it'll be like a positive thing. But you're like, but
most
then
of it,
it's fake. And I saw this thing. It was basically, there was a mirror and then there was an apple. The whole back of the apple was eaten, but the mirror was placed, the picture was taken from the back. So in the mirror, you saw the front of the apple, all nice and shiny. But in the back, since the picture was taken from the back, you saw this like brown kind of all eaten chopped up apple, and it said something about like what you see on social media is not always real,
or is only half the
you
story.
You only see half the story.
So yes, it's with this kind of stuff, it's so important, and this is where it comes starts to be scary as a parent, or not starts to. This is just adding another layer of scary as a parent with kids in this day and age, just because you're like, oh my gosh, do I let my kid have social media? Do I not? You know, by saying no, I might be alienating them from their friends. And then, you know, whether we like it or not, it's part of social interaction today.
Yeah.
And so as a parent, we're constantly weighing those things of yes, no, should we not? If we do, we got to monitor, you know, how much do we monitor, you know, independence versus, you know, and all this stuff. And then you have add the layer of all the shady, crazy, bad stuff that's on social media. So yeah, it's added a layer to parenting, and it's definitely added a layer to many layers to growing up as a teenager, because I didn't have to deal with that crud.
No,
growing up, I had to deal with, you know, don't get me wrong, there are plenty of mean girls I had to deal with. I once got pantsed at a party.
At a party.
Yeah. Oh no. I was mortified. The only silver lining is it was dark. We were out on someone's back deck.
Yeah.
And as soon as she did it to me, because I was wearing, what was I wearing? I was wearing some shorts that had elasticy waistband, and they were kind of like, they're like bag shorts that you guys have today, but they were elastic waist, and she pantsed me. Well, I literally went down with my shorts, so to speak. I sat myself down on the deck.
I feel like that's what, and like I always pulled them up
because I was trying to, you know, cover myself, that evil little witch.
Do you remember her name? Don't say
I'm not going to say it because name? I'm not, but yes, of course. I mean, I went to my graduating class.
Listening to this?
So much. If she remembers that she did it, I don't know. But
she's a changed human.
Yeah, whatever. From what I've heard, the grapevine over the years, not so much. But
okay, Tara.
That was true. Pop off. That was true.
Pop off.
Woo! That was just, I think, who she was and maybe still is. I don't know. It's one of those. But, you know, ironically, my graduating class from junior high, I want to say was eight.
Eight?
I went to a small, tiny private school.
Wait, let's. You graduated with eight. I'll be graduating with about...
That was eighth grade. From high school, okay. I graduated with like 56.
Okay, so your eighth grade graduation is about eight. My eighth grade graduation will be about 36.
Mary's eighth grade graduation is about 200.
Gosh, so yeah. So, and that's that, each one of those lends itself to a different dynamic. Good, bad, or otherwise, you know, you're going to have all of it in any size group. But yeah, it's, social media, it can be super fun.
And it can be
and super burdening. And so, you know, it's just finding like that balance of
things. I learned so many things on TikTok. Like, not like bad things, like
okay,
good
but
things.
Do you fact check them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know at my school, a lot of like, not really necessarily bullying, but a lot of drama starts over social media, like
cyberbullying type stuff, but like not really.
It's like they can
snarky comment.
Yeah, they
on something.
Can they can manipulate someone over like over social media, but the second they get in school, it's like hey bestie.
And that's something that drives me bonkers about social media in general, because I'm like, if you cannot say to someone's face what you are typing, then you shouldn't be typing it.
Yeah.
So you should stop, because people are so quick to type out a response and fire back and forth.
I never comment on anybody's posts.
No, I rarely do. Once in a while, you know, do like a clapping hands or something for something that I like, but I rarely type. I know, shush.
The emoji.
Or fire. I love me some emojis, okay?
Just the fire one.
I do the fire one. I'm like, spicy for the dancing stuff. So, shush. but yeah, it's a very
different world we live in.
For sure.
As teens. Today.
Yes.
Teens and then teens back then. There's trade-offs.
But I'm sure my mom would, I know my mom and dad would say the same thing versus when they were teens versus when I was teens. I mean, it's.
That could be a cool episode.
Oh, should get grandma in on this.
Yeah. Three generations.
Ooh, yes.
Glamma.
Glamma, for sure. Yes. But one thing is for certain, everything is always changing. Change is inevitable. Yes, that's right. Oh snap, change is inevitable, and you have to, you know, basically it's up to you to choose how you're going to roll with that change.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the next generation's thing will be, because ours is kind of like social media techie stuff.
What it's kind of scary, what will our kids,
like, this discussion I'll have with my kids over social media.
Oh, Marion, you can play this back for them. Oh,
so
see, there
Chuck.
You go.
So oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
Well, with that, pop off, queens.
Pop off, queens.
Pop off, queens.
Marion, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll have you back again. We got to think of what we're going to talk about, though. Maybe Grey's Anatomy. I don't know. But Miley's not going to watch that for several more years.
Yeah.
So. And that's okay. I don't really want you
I'll
to
leave.
Either.
Mary can take my spot.
And I'm Mary, the second daughter.
There you go. Oh, Mary.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.
So there you have it. Some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele, and a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.